Kalim, chapter 11, Mishnah 1. Klei matkos. We've been dealing up to now with earthenware utensils, and now we're changing into metal utensils. Says the Kati, the next from now till chapter 14 is metal utensils. So peshutanu makablan tamein, whether they are flat with no concave receptacle, right? They're not a container, or they're actually into a container like a goblet or something like that. Tamein, they are susceptible to impurity. Nishbaru, if they are broken, taharu, they become purified. But chazav asam en kalim, but if they then take the broken pieces and you make it back into a vessel, chazrulu to masan hayishana, the old impurity comes back. The impurity comes back. It's not purified. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, he said, lo lechol tuma, this doesn't apply to all sorts of tuma, el tuma san nefesh, but only to corpse impurity. But he brings over here that the loch is not like Rabban Gamliel. So if it's broken, the metal utensil, it's pure, the pieces are pure, but if you then put it back together again, it becomes impure again, and you've got to purify it. You've then got to go and purify that metal utensil.